The City of Delta has outlined issues it wants the BC Environmental Assessment Office, BCEAO, to consider regarding the George Massey Tunnel Replacement Project. Council recently endorsed a staff recommendation on what should be the city's input to the BCEAO's recent public comment period, which wrapped up in mid-December. The feedback gathered was on how the environmental assessment should be conducted, including future engagement with stakeholders and identifying the required information for the assessment. The report notes that, overall, staff have not identified any significant issues or concerns not addressed in the process planning documents, other than the fact the scope of work does not include a proposed river road overpass. However, some of the key comments and issues of importance identified by Delta include construction noise, light and vibration for the Riverwood Strata development, which is located within close proximity of the future tunnel. A noise barrier will be constructed with the new D-Slough Bridge leading into the tunnel, but the report notes it is recognized that the construction will result in temporary community noise and dust impacts. City staff are seeking assurances that, within the construction noise management plan for the project, there will be an effective mechanism for receiving and responding to concerns from the community related to construction noise. The province confirmed that buyout of properties at River Woods not directly impacted by permanent or temporary project components would not occur, which is consistent practice for provincial projects. The report also notes that it is a priority for Delta to maintain the connectivity of the Millennium Trail. Meanwhile, removal of the existing tunnel and placement of a new tunnel in the Fraser River could alter the movement of the salt wedge, which is the layer of dense ocean water that flows upstream beneath the river's freshwater outflow, a significant concern for local farmers. The city is requesting that the issue be included in the environmental assessment. The report also notes that approximately 10 hectares, 25 acres, of agricultural land adjacent to the tunnel will be used for temporary material storage during construction, with a laydown anticipated to begin in 2026. The project team made a presentation several weeks ago to a Delta Advisory Committee, noting that measures will be taken to protect the agricultural capability of the lands, such as stockpiling topsoil on the properties and placing a barrier between the soil and construction materials. A double-ditch irrigation system will be installed adjacent to the laydown area to ensure separation from Delta's agricultural irrigation system. The city wants to ensure that proper practices are undertaken to restore the land to its original condition, something assured by the project team.